repeating already.
No, I'm repeating this when somebody about a half year ago asked me something about the Christmas star. And don't even remember what the question was, but I responded to them. And I thought to myself, I know I have a message on that. And I'm going to preach that next Wednesday. It's the unique star. And it looks at the Christmas star and just what was it, okay? How the way, you know, it went before them, it says, and so on. And so I'm going to deal with that. I find it to be fascinating. I'm looking forward to preaching again because I enjoyed the message. not that I created it, because the information in it. I had a friend who said one time, he was asked, where'd you get all that information? He said, well, I got it out of various books. He said, you know, I can't just suck this stuff out of my thumb. And you learn, you know, what do we know that somebody didn't teach us?
Yeah, amen.
What do we know that we didn't read somewhere? Very little, okay? And so when I say I enjoyed that message, I'm meaning what I learned in the process of putting it together. Of course, it was greatly preached the first time, but thank you. I was fearful there, so nobody was catching the intended humor or sarcasm. Tonight, it's another one of these messages that I had to research it. I just don't have general knowledge. I'm just not that smart, okay? But how many of you, I know you've heard about what I'm going to say, but I wonder how many of you know what it is, Hanukkah. You've heard about it? Okay. How many of you know what Hanukkah is? You do? Taryn knows what Hanukkah is? Huh? Okay, I didn't think so, but he sure gets that hand up quick. Tim, you indicated you know what it is?
My dad should know.
He likely does, but you indicated you know.
It is a Jewish celebration of the new year, isn't it?
No.
My dad says no.
It's a Jewish celebration. I'm sure your dad knows.
One for each night as they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago.
Okay. And besides that, he can sing. the fellow that put together the majority of what I'm going to share is a Kenneth Sims. He has been and still is, but in a more limited capacity, with the Jewish mission that Brother Dan Bergman served with. And there's only one mention of Hanukkah in the New Testament. And Hanukkah being looked at as the Feast of Dedication. John chapter 10, and verse, I'm looking at verse 22 and 23. And it was at Jerusalem the feast of the dedication, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. All right, so that's the only reference. And of course, it doesn't say Hanukkah, all right? It just says the Feast of Dedication. Now, this is a historical festival celebrated by the Jewish people since 164 BC, before Christ. Now, it's not a biblical festival, but it was celebrated since 164. It's noteworthy, and the reason I share it about Hanukkah is because there's four things that Hanukkah and Christmas have in common. Brother Sims points out they have a mutual date, It's rooted in history. It embodies a miracle, and it exalts a servant. Now we'll look at each one of them singly. The mutual date. They both share a common date. Apparently, the early Christians saw some relationship between Hanukkah and the birth of Jesus, the Messiah. Hanukkah is the feast that celebrates the rededication of the temple in the time of the Maccabees. Now, the Maccabees were some people that led the Jews in rebelling against the Syrians, okay? This was a temple, okay? The rededication of the temple was a temple made with human hands. And thus, Jesus described himself in John 2 and verse 19 as, and I quote, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And of course, the people that heard him thought he was speaking about the temple of Solomon. Okay. But he was not. He was speaking of the temple of his body. And since about the end of the third century, December 25th, which is the 25th of Kislev. Now, if it weren't written here, I wouldn't know what that was either. Kislev is according to the Jewish calendar. The 25th is the beginning of Hanukkah. Generally accepted date for the celebration of the birth of Jesus, the Messiah. So our December 25th with Gregorian calendar and the Jewish calendar Kislev, okay, they both, the 25th, okay? The notable point is the 25th. And of course, there's a bit of debate amongst Bible teachers as to whether it was really our December 25th or was it in October or just when is it? I read an excellent article that was put out in the Update, which is the Pensacola Christian College magazine, and it dealt with that it was not impossible that December 25th, if not that precise date, at least sometime in December, could have indeed been the time when Jesus was born, because of the birthing of the lambs, because of the temperatures that existed at that particular time. It was just a very interesting article. And as usual, I know I saved it. But when I retired, for some dumb reason, I thought I would never need half of the stuff that I had accumulated. Boy, was that a mistake. Because it was part of the stuff that went by the wayside. And you can't get it back. I went on websites all over creation. I mean, really, all over creation. I traveled everywhere to find it. I couldn't find it. Why are you looking at me like that, kid? Okay. Anyway. The mutual date is the 25th, different calendars indeed. Now, some of what I just shared will come together with some other aspects. Now, regarding Hanukkah, in this year, 2021, Hanukkah began on November 28th on nightfall, and it ends ended December 6th at nightfall. Now in 2022, it starts in December 18th and ends December 26th, Okay? And because of, just like our calendar, you know, some dates, some events move around according to how the calendar works, and that's the same way with Hanukkah. Therefore, some have referred to it mistakenly as the Christmas, Jewish Christmas. No, it's not the Jewish Christmas. I mean, anybody that knows anything about the Jews knows that there wouldn't be a Christmas. And so, okay, you know, and I have no idea where that came from, but in some of the searching I did, in addition to this information that Brother Sims has here, it's been called Jewish Christmas, but it's not. All right, so we had a mutual date. There's secondly, it's rooted in history. In 169 BC, 169 years before Christ, the Jews were under the rule of Syria. Antiochus Epiphanes. Anybody recognize, other than Pastor, recognize that name? Tanya does? Okay. Some of it may come to some others, okay? And so Antiochus Epiphanes was successfully at war with Egypt. And when Rome, which was then a rising power, attacked Antiochus on the north, it forced him to withdraw his troops from the campaign against Egypt in order to defend himself against Rome on the north of his territory. In his anger, as he was going from his battle with Egypt to go up north, he vented his wrath on the Jews, destroying much of the city of Jerusalem, killing thousands of Jews, men, women, and children. And to show his contempt for the God of the Jews, Jehovah, what he did, Antiochus Epiphanes, he entered into the temple. He killed and offered a pig to the Greek god Zeus. And thus he effectively desecrated the most holy place. Now, that's what led to one man named Mattathias Maccabee, okay, and his sons. And they revolted then against Antiochus Epiphanes, and they drove the Syrians out, and that allowed them to then cleanse the temple and restart the Jewish sacrificial worship. Hanukkah is the celebration of that victory and the rededication of the temple under the leadership of the Maccabees. Okay? So that's why we say it's not a biblical festival day, but in Jewish history, it is such a significant event, okay, that it is to this day Hanukkah is celebrated. And of course, depending on where you're reading or radio or television that you may be listening to, you may hear this time earlier, you know, than right now where we are. You may hear, a commentator say, well, you know, Merry Christmas to you and Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. Okay, you hear that kind of reference because they coincide so much in the timing, and they are so important. Hanukkah to the Jews, and of course, Christmas to us Christians. Yes.
A friend of mine made this comment about this. He said, you know, Jesus showed up at the temple for something that's absolutely not religious. Showed he believed in patriotism.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Isn't that great?
Okay, good. Let me repeat that in case it wasn't heard by others and live streaming. A friend told Pastor that Jesus showed up, and that's what we referred to in John chapter 10, okay, with the Feast of Dedication. He was there acknowledging the event of the Maccabees and of what is known as Hanukkah. And his pastor's friend said that Jesus showed up at a time like that, showing his support and patriotism of the nation. And that is significant, very, very insightful. And so they were able to restart the worship, having the temple cleansed. And as I said, Hanukkah is the celebration of that victory. So, now if you ask me 3 months from now, I'm probably not going to be able to remember it, okay? And so I won't hold you to it. But I ask you, what is Hanukkah? Why is Hanukkah celebrated? It's celebrated because the Maccabees drove out the Assyrians and rededicated the temple. That's why the Jews celebrate it to this day. Now, Christmas also is rooted in history. In the days when Caesar Augustus was ruler of the Roman Empire, which controlled the Middle East, in the time when Herod was king over the Jews, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in a stable, laid in a manger. And just like Hanukkah celebrated historical fact of the cleansing of the temple, so we find that Christmas is rooted in history when Jesus was born. Oh, there's many. You can count on it. If you get a Sunday paper, or some other magazine could definitely do it, but I always see it in the Sunday paper, there's that magazine kind of insert. But sometimes it's just an article that they'll print in the newspaper that tells how Christmas, okay, it's really just a Christian legend. No, my friends, it is an historically established fact of history. There are non-biblical references, okay, non-biblical evidences of the birth of one called Jesus the Christ. And such non-biblical references aren't seeking to establish Jesus as the Son of God. They are merely recognizing that such an event happened. And so it isn't just Christians who believe their religious book. And after all, the Islams have the Quran, and other Eastern religions, they have their religious writings. And no, non-religious writings, historical documents, establish the birth of Jesus Christ. And so it is rooted in history. And then third, both embody a miracle. And it's obviously something I didn't know. How would I have known it outside of reading it? Hanukkah, it was a miraculous sustaining of a cruse of oil for 8 days while new oil was being made and consecrated. When the temple was cleansed and they went to light the perpetual light, only one cruse of consecrated oil could be found. And that should have lasted only one day, one cruise for one day. However, that one cruise of oil lasted for 8 days while the new oil was being prepared and consecrated. And so today, Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days, remembering, of course, the 8 miraculous days that one cruise of oil lasted. And that is celebrated with a new candle that is lit for each day until the eighth day are all 8 are lit. And so the menorah, you know, you have seen it, you know, you have your 4 candles here, 4 candles here, and then the one candle higher in the middle, okay? That's the menorah that's used for Hanukkah. And so for Christmas, the miracle is the virgin birth. Before Mary, the mother of Jesus, knew a man, she was found with child, as the Bible says, of the Holy Ghost. Now, that what that means is that Joseph was not involved in the conception of Jesus. God performed a miracle by touching the womb of Mary.
Right.
And that's how Jesus was conceived. Now, liberal scholars scoff at such a thing. But please, if God could make man to begin with, could he not make Mary to conceive Jesus? Of course he could. Now, I recognize that liberal scholars don't accept that God created man. They'd rather he come out of a one-celled creature in some slimy swamp. And they see that as being obvious, okay? It takes more faith to believe that man came out of such a mess than it does to have an all-powerful divine God that could create. And so, you see the embodiment of a miracle, the cruise of oil lasting 8 days, and Jesus being conceived. Now, Adam was not involved because the sin nature comes through man. Okay, the old Adamic nature is what it's referred to, comes from man. Therefore, man could not be involved with the conception of Jesus. And God, there was no problem with a woman, Mary, conceiving and bearing the child. There was no sin involved in that, even though she was born in trespasses and sin. The sin nature is transmitted through man. So when Joseph was not involved, or any other man, there was not the transmission of the Adamic nature. All right, so we got the embodiment of a miracle. We had the mutual date. It was rooted in history. And the fourth one is exalting of a servant. Hanukkah, the Hanukkah menorah, as I explained, has 9 candlesticks with one raised above the other 8 or 4 on each side. The raised candle is called the shamash. And I'm pronouncing that right, by the way, shamash, because I went online. And it's another evidence of how marvelous it is to live in the day we did. I simply put in a search engine. Notice I didn't say Google, because there are other search engines. And I use other search engines. But I simply put in there how to pronounce, and then wrote shamash. And audible pronunciation. Boom, gave me several websites. Clicked on one, clicked on the little icon, and it said it, shamash. Then you click on it again, click on it again. If I'd had my microphone hooked up, I would have been able to pronounce it. They would play it back, and I could hear myself, so I could compare it with the one that the expert said. But I didn't have my microphone hooked up, and it takes me forever to do something like that, so I just went with what I did. So the raised candle, the one higher than the others, is the shamash, or the servant candle. And that's why we say they both exalt a servant. All of the candles are small so as to not produce enough light to be considered a working candle. It is not allowed to light one of the eight and then take that first one you lit and light the next one. Okay, and then take that next one and light the one next to it. That's not allowed, okay, in the lighting of the candles. The higher or ninth candle was added for the purpose of being used to light the other eight primary candles. And that's to do away with the temptation to use one of the smaller candles to light the others. And some questions can be raised about the validity of doing that. But the point that is being made is that that one that's higher than all the others, that's the one that gives the light. And so over and over, Jesus is described as a servant. We could look, and I'm knowing you're the prayer meeting crowd, you know you've heard scriptures about Jesus being the servant. And we certainly know that he is called in John chapter 8 and verse 12, the light of the world. In John 1:4, he is referred to as the light of men. In John 1:9, it is said, every man that cometh he lights the life of every man that cometh into the world. Jesus, we sing it in the gospel song, Jesus is the light of the world. And so you have the light of the menorah for Hanukkah, and you have the light of Jesus. And so you see these four common things that are shared between Hanukkah and Christmas. Now, as I said earlier, Hanukkah is not a Jewish Christmas. And the very God who became very man to make a sacrifice for our sin. And the question is asked, has the light of your life been lit by the true shamash? Has the light brought light to your life? Father in heaven, we hear much about Hanukkah. We know it's a Jewish thing. But it's amazing, Father, how not only has the New Testament become the New Covenant, fulfilling the Old, but even, dear Father, in the national happenings of the nation Israel and the leadership of the Maccabees against Syria, the desecration of the temple, not only has that taken place, but we find, dear Father, how you have provided for us in our Christmas, for us to have the light of the world. Now bless dear Father, we pray. We ask you to make us effective in sharing the Lord Jesus Christ with others. For we pray it in your name. Amen.